Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
That's right. So somebody's got to say this. Okay. How many of you, does it just drive you nuts when someone doesn't acknowledge receipt of something? Right? Especially in the workplace when you're like on a deadline and you just, and you're trying to get things done. And we were just having this conversation this morning about this, about, I would love it if people, I get Dear Monica letters all the time. Okay. What do I do about this? I have this problem. Can you help me with this? What is your advice? And I love it. That's what I'm here for. It's great. It's part of what I do. But whenever I take like a period of time to respond, I never know if you guys get my responses. And so I was just saying, I just wish that someone would simply, you don't have to say thank you. I don't need any kind of accolades or any kind of acknowledgement other than acknowledgement of receipt of what I sent. And then I was like, wait a minute, girl. that little angel. Some days I have two devils on my shoulders. Like both shoulders are occupied by, you know, the pitchforks. And then other days they're both halos. Some days they're mixed match, you know, and some days they switch sides. I mean, it's like crazy. But today it was like that little tap on the shoulder from that little thing, you know, wearing the halo going, whoa, 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 girl. Hold on. Could you do it too? So I was like, you know what? You're right. And as I'm talking, I'm thinking, all right, as I'm justifying why I'm guilty as charged, I'm guilty of the very thing that I hate that other people do. And I'm like, okay, well, here's my excuse. You ready? Because I have this bad habit of opening my emails and I see it and then I move on to something else. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll get back to that later. How many of you do that? Raise your hand if you're sure. Right? Raise both hands, your feet, whatever it takes, because you know you're guilty. We all are. And then I was like, oh, but wait a minute. See, I hired this woman. Oh, this is so worth it too. It was so worth it. And this is why, because now I can impart it to you. And I actually do practice this. I'm reminded about her advice, her practical application of something that drives us all apart, right? How many of you live in a fence about stuff like this? And it just wrecks relationships, particularly around the office. And then you start a gossip campaign at the water cooler about how someone can't ever respond to my emails, right? Next thing you know, it's a full-on war in the office because everyone's offended. Okay, so here's her practical application. Monica, I want you to designate certain zones in your home, office, for certain activities, okay? And you're going to assign zones of your day. You're going to assign allotments of time to your day. So, for instance, one way to make sure that I acknowledge receipt of emails, text messages, whatever, because I'm really bad about that, is to set aside a specific time of my day to address them. And I don't check emails outside of that time slot. It holds me accountable. And more importantly, it ensures that my relationships are intact, right? Because this show is all about relationships, whether we are complaining, whether we're griping, whether we're calling it like it is, whatever, whether we're throwing people under the bus or whether we're trying to reconcile, it all comes back to our relationship to ourselves and to each other and to our creator, quite honestly. Because without that, we don't stand a chance. I'm just going to tell you. So if you're not going vertical, you're going to suck on the horizontal. I'm just telling you. That's how that works. So tapping into our higher nature would say making people a priority, making your work, making your time a priority is of paramount importance. Otherwise, you fall into this category of then you defend yourself and then the other person feels slighted. And then before you know it, you've got this giant chasm in the relationship. And at work, you can't afford that. So here you go. To you employers out there, managers, this is a very simple executive application, HR departments. This is all for, you know, you kindergarten principals out there in the HR department, right? I feel really sorry for you guys in this day and age because we can't handle anything ourselves without you all having to get right in the middle. So, but this is practical applications to impart to your employees that, hey, maybe there's a particular time of the day that you respond to emails. And for me, it was after my personal time in the morning. So I had like 4 hours when, however I needed to structure that 4 hours, if I had to get up at 4 a.m. to have my 4 hours to work out, to pray, meditate, stretch, have coffee, do nothing, just sit on the couch, pet my dog, you know, whatever it is that brings me joy that is mine. Many of us neglect the important things that need to get done during the day because we start by neglecting ourselves. And we get bitter and we get frustrated and then we get entitled. And then other people pay for our inability to execute things at top performance level because we just refuse to be disciplined enough to sit down and take the time to write out our schedules. So at work, maybe there is a certain amount of time during the day that people are responding to emails. It's not all day. Or maybe you open your emails and you say, okay, now I know what's in the pipeline. You go to lunch, you come back. Before you leave for the day, you respond to every single email. That is your commitment. Even if it's just, I received it, Joe. It doesn't have to, I'll get back tomorrow. But just let the person know, hey, I received this. You know what that says to them? It just says that you respect them. You respect their time. You respect their work. You respect their expertise. And you respect them as a colleague or a friend or even a spouse. I mean, we could start there. You know, but start, I always say, start in your own mirror. So it starts by respecting your own time. Take your power back. Take your power back in your own day so that you have a certain amount of time for you. I dated a guy not long ago who was, he would not make a decision, a business decision, past 2 p.m. because he knew that he made horrible decisions and he was tired. He had had lunch and his decision-making ability just wasn't up to snuff. It wasn't up to par. And so he said, you know what, instead of, because what he did by virtue of assessing his choices and decisions for his business, what he realized was connecting the dots was that he would make them at poor times of the day whenever his judgment was off. And we underestimate that. We underestimate that we only have a certain allotment of energy in every 24-hour period. And depending upon what you're eating, what you're drinking, how much sleep you've had, how well hydrated you are and nourished, how much your soul is nourished, your mind is nourished, that's going to dictate the energy level that you have throughout the day. And someone else shouldn't have to pay for your lack of discipline in your life, right? Because ultimately, it takes far more energy to sit around and defend yourself and make the other person look like the jackleg because you can't get your own schedule down. And so it's just better to be proactive and a lot, sometimes create zones in your life that begin and end with respect for yourself and for others in order to have the professional and personal relationships that you're longing for. Okay, until next time. Follow me on Twitter, Monica On Air Talk, The Monica Matthews on Facebook, and Moni Matthews, MONIMATTHEWS, iTunes, Stitcher, multiple download mediums, MonicaMatthews.com, WSBRadio.com. I love you. Have a great day. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.